Are you a kiddo who dreams? Kinky dreams? Dreams of wearing pants like the ones you grew up with? Well, golly gee, dream no more! Kinky Dreams specializes in printing cute vintage designs of diaper prints, superheroes, and cartoon characters on adult diapers. These handcrafted pants will leave you feeling your full baby fantasy. If you want to get your grabby hands on one of these one-of-a-kind diapers, make sure to use promo code PLAYTIME for 10% off all Kinky Dreams products. Kinky Dreams, making your little dreams come true.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I am your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's Nook, I want to talk about rave safety. This year, my boyfriend and I will be going to EDC in Las Vegas. It's our first time going, and after talking to a couple rave babies, expressing my ABDL side probably won't be as shocking as one might think. You may remember from my conversation with Kurtz McGurtz and Enoch that rave culture and diaper culture have a lot of crossover. So this week, I thought to best prepare myself for EDC, I would bring my friend Enoch to talk about what you need to know before you go to a rave or a music festival, what you should expect if you decide to go padded, and we go over a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot, how to stay safe if you decide to do drugs. Well, thank you, Enoch, for coming to Newsy's Nook.
Thank you for having me again. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very excited to have you, especially since I'm going to EDC in a couple weeks, and I feel like I need all the safety tips because I am a baby and I feel like I'm just going to hurt myself. So I've been researching and stuff. Let's start with, I've heard EDC has horrible cell service, but you should have a buddy system. Let's go over like what's a good buddy system to have when you go to a rave or when you go to like a festival.
Yeah, I mean, It's so crazy because self-service is almost non-existent no matter which festival you end up going to, because there's so many people in the area. It's everyone's service ends up just being complete crap. And any plan you might have had to meet up with somebody kind of goes to shit once you're not able to communicate with them. And, you know, you'll get a message not sent notification and, you know, you get the response, but it's late. So it's you really don't want to depend on any kind of cell service while you're there. I definitely recommend planning ahead. If you really do truly want to meet up with someone, and this kind of involves like saying, hey, I'm gonna be at this stage at this specific location of the stage at this time for this set. And even then, if you're trying to meet up with someone, you definitely don't have your heart set on it. I would recommend.
It's so sad.
I mean, like, here's the thing. It's, I mean, especially at EDC, it's one of the biggest raves. And let me tell you, I've gone to smaller raves and had such a issue trying to meet up with someone. So I would definitely say don't have your heart set on it. You have to be okay with the idea. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And that's okay. Because the last thing you want to do is spend the whole entire set or a good portion of the day trying to find your friend. And then you're just kind of like, what if you never find them? Then you just spent your day just kind of, you know, trying to find somebody that you never found. And
right. Not enjoying yourself or anything.
Yeah. And then think about the person with you too. I mean, they're like, who is this person that my friend's trying to meet, you know?
Right. Why aren't they spending time with me? Yeah, no, I know there's a few diaper boys that I know are going.
Yeah,
they're staying on the strip. I believe they're like doing like an Airbnb thing, and they're like, you should come hang out with us. And I've heard the same thing. Like trying to meet up with people is just so hard. And so I'm like, well, maybe we can like meet up like beforehand or after, not afterwards, at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, something along those lines. But yeah, no, I've heard horror stories of like you would text someone saying like, I'm at this stage, and then you get it like 3 hours later and you're like, where are you?
Yeah. And that's the horrible thing, finding out that your friend was looking for you the whole time. I definitely think that's a great idea. Meeting up beforehand and kind of going from there and then saying like, okay, we're going to go do our own thing for a while. But at least having been able to meet up with someone in the middle of the festival, especially in the middle of the day when everybody's there, just even if you know the person sticks out of a crowd, just imagine trying to find them. It's like playing a game of Where's Waldo, essentially.
Right, but everyone's just high and there's loud music.
Yeah, essentially.
Let's go over fashion. Fashion functioning. You know, so many people like wear so many cool things. I've seen your pictures. You kind of like go with your pup hood and pup muzzle, and like I've seen you like wear a diaper and stuff. Like, what can you wear to raves? What can't you wear to raves? And what should you definitely wear?
In terms of shoes
and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that goes into that because if I would say anything, what you definitely should not be wearing is your everyday clothes, because this is a rave. You know, there is some like a kind of standard of what you should be wearing. I mean, there's the standard rave gear where people like wear like maybe a tank top, a bandana, some shorts. And yeah, that's cool. That's fine. But I see this as a moment to really have fun and really go out all out with it and really represent yourself and your individual style. You know, there's like definitely like a rave style, like a rave gear style that people wear, but you really can wear anything. And I could go into a little deeper in that because you definitely don't want to wear anything that's not going to be comfortable. You definitely mm-hmm. want to find a good balance of fashionable and functional, if you know what I mean.
Right. So like comfortable clothes, maybe like not a giant, you know, cape or anything.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a giant cape. I wouldn't count that out, but yeah, definitely comfortable clothes. I personally always try to make my outfit like a little bit sporty, something that like I can definitely like lay on the ground, because there's going to be times you just want to lay on the ground, you know, you get tired. But you mentioned wearing comfortable shoes, and like that's always something you want to do. And if you're going to a festival like EDC, you want to make sure it's something comfortable that you're going to stand, walk around in, but make sure it's something you could also dance in too, because you don't want to miss out on all the dancing that goes on.
What's like the most extravagant getup that you wore to a rave or a festival?
That's a tough one. I've worn so many things. I think way back when I first started raving, I think it was a Halloween rave. I ended up making like a, are you familiar with Mortal Kombat?
Oh yeah, a little bit.
So there's the Red Ninja. His name is Ermac. Mm-hmm. I made his outfit from scratch for that one. It was so fucking cool. I tried selling it for like $200 and nobody bought it. I think it's hanging in a closet in my parents' house.
No.
Yeah, but it was so cool. Like it was like hand done and everything. My outfits have varied over the years. And like you said, like I currently go in my pup gear. I started going as Rave Dog for like the past year and a half. And it's been the most fun I've had because you're just so anonymous, but everyone just kind of loves your outfit. Like because you stick out, because there's not many pups. There's some pups that go out, but like when you're a pup at a rave, it just kind of like it blends in and sticks out at the same time. And it's just a blast. It's a fun time.
So I have to ask. So I recently went to Diaper Active with my new color block muzzle.
Yeah.
And
I saw.
And I don't know if you can tell, but my voice is dying because the whole night I felt like I was screaming. You can't talk in a pup muzzle. But
you
I guess when you're at a rave, you're not really talking. I don't know. I felt like I was adjusting it the whole time. Do you ever feel like that when you're wearing your hood or muzzle out? You're just like adjusting it the whole time?
When I wear, because I have a muzzle, and when I wear the muzzle, I feel myself adjusting it a lot, personally. Mm-hmm. When I wear my full hood, I don't feel like I'm adjusting it. Uh-huh. That one, I feel like it's more, it kind of just sits on my head, while the other one's kind of like a strap. It really depends on which pup hood you have, because I know some of them kind of restrict your voice a bit more than others. The one I have personally, it's a bit more open, so like I could speak fine, and you know the mouth moves with my speech, and it's cute and whatnot. But I like it, but like you definitely have to get used to. But I mean, you're at Diaper Active, like a bar that's a tiny little bar that's backed with more people than this probably legally allowed to have.
Oh, yeah.
So I could definitely understand you trying to have issues with speech. So I'm so sorry for your voice. I hope it recovers from that.
Now I have like this sexy growl going on.
How do you
incorporate a diaper into rave? Because I've had you on before. We've talked about how rave culture and diaper culture go hand in hand. So do you go in just a diaper? Do you put it like underneath your clothing? Like, what do you do?
Oh man, when I go padded, I don't go padded as often as I used to. When I first started raving, I would go padded all the time, and I just got such a blast out of it. I love being padded the rave. And when I would, I definitely went in padding already. I tried not to wet it and maybe like use the porta potty before, once I get into the, you know, the festival, but try to make it last as long as I could. Mm-hmm. But I definitely wear one in, and I would bring one with me in my bag. But there's a few things you should know about this, because, you know, if you've never done this before, especially if you've never been to a rave before, there's some things you might want to be aware of. One being the fact that you will be searched going through. Most any festival, especially, I know for a fact that all the Insomniac and festivals, the company that runs EDC, they do a bag search, and then they do they pad you down. So
okay.
Yeah, so expect that. And I've had some interesting moments with the pat down, because I felt that most every single time that I've been patted down while being patted, the moment they feel the diaper, they stop and they let you go. They do not want to fuck with that for the most part.
Oh, like they know what it is?
They figure it out. Like they feel it. They feel something in a certain area. They kind of have an idea and they're like, nope. Don't want to touch that. But I don't get me wrong, I did have one person who did kind of like get a little suspicious, but then they realized it was a diaper. They kind of like, okay, you can go. The bag search is that one is a hit or miss. Cause let me tell you, I've told this story on my Twitch stream one time. I usually, for the most part, whenever I would bring an extra diaper inside my bag, when they would search my bag, they'd open it, they'd see it, and it's like the same thing. They would just kind of like, oh, nope, putting that back, you're good, bye, and I'd move on. I did have one specific event that was very different.
Like really embarrassing?
I mean, if you were into humiliation, you might have got like the biggest kick out of it, but...
Ooh, I want to hear. What is this story?
this one time, it was this woman. She got my bag to check it. She opened it up. She got the diaper. She took it out. she opened it all up on the table for everyone around me to see. It was the most humiliating thing. And
there's just a line of people staring at this all while,
yeah.
Oh my God, I would have been deep red.
Yeah. And then she checked it. She folded, but she didn't. I actually remember she did not fold it. She just scooted
crumpled it in.
Well, she didn't even put it back. She scooted it all along. Said, here you go. And then had me continue on like for me to put it back into the bag myself.
That's kind of rude.
It was the most rude thing. Just, you know, she's probably like checking to see if there's anything that I'm smoking in there. But like at the very least, the one moment did you see you're in the wrong, like own up to your own shit and, you know, not be a fucking asshole. I mean,
right. Yeah. At least she could. Right. She had every right to check it, but at least she could have like folded it up or tried to fold it up or ask you like, oh, I don't know how to fold this back up. Could you please, you know,
nothing, none of that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, luckily I have thick skin. I was able to get over it and move on. And like, I didn't let it bother me. But like, if there was somebody that was really sensitive to that kind of thing, like that's truly fucked. Nobody should have to go through that. And that's why I'm glad I have this opportunity to let anybody know who's considering going padded to the rave, expect that this is a possibility. You know, this necessarily will not happen to you, but it can.
Right. You just have to be ready for anything. So do you,
I mean, yeah.
Do you recommend going there padded, or do you recommend like bringing some and then finding like a porta potty?
Go padded and bring a spare at the very least. Because you, I don't know about you, but my padding is not the thin padding. I bring, you know, a very absorbent diaper when I do. And
you're like, I got the Mega Maxes with the stuffers in them.
And yeah.
Waddling to each stage.
Essentially. And if, you know, that takes a lot of space in your bag. So, I mean, depending on your diaper, you should be good with bringing one with you and bringing a spare. And if you're very particular about your taping, I don't know if you've ever tried, you know, putting on a diaper, standing up, but imagine doing that in a porta potty. Just take a moment and just imagine it.
Smells like shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, depending on what time of the day you go and do it too, you don't, I don't know how those, those walls are going to be, you know?
Right. Oh God. Yeah. Leaning up against the wall. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
You almost have to bring like porta potty clothes. Like these are the clothes I'm going to wear when I go into the porta potty. So I don't get things on my clothing. All right. So I'm in the porta potty and I changed my diaper. Do I find a trash can to put it in? Do I bring like a plastic bag and put like the used diaper in a plastic bag? Where do I put this used diaper?
That's so funny you mentioned this. You know, I was just having this conversation with a few other ABDLs because we were talking about how there's some people that will legit just take their folded up used diaper and just, you know, toss it down the porta potty, like in the inside. And what a bitch it is for the person who has to clean those out.
not
saying I recommend that because that's kind of fucked. It really is
just a little bit,
just a tad. I mean, you want to be a good ABDL and kind of clean up after yourself and not leave such a mark that you're already leaving using, you know, plastic back diapers. But that's a story for, well, that's a conversation for another podcast,
right?
But here's the thing, I'm not telling you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. There are people that do that, and that's the easy way out. I definitely think, in my personal opinion, I think you should take care of yourself. Maybe think ahead and bring a plastic, not transparent bag with you that you can put your diaper in, and then take that. Because usually at the porta potties, there are trash cans all over the place, and usually there'll be one right outside of your porta potty. So you could just put in bag, drop it out. And if you're bold and you don't give a shit, don't even bring the plastic bag. Just, you know, throw it out and for everyone to see. But
just walk out with your giant ass messy diaper. I'm so sorry, soggy diaper.
Yeah, your mega filled Mega Max. Just
there you go.
Hold it up high above your head for everyone to see, and just slam dunk it into the trash can. That exactly.
Just like that. That's how you have to do it.
Yeah, you know, be a proud diaper boy. No fucks, no shits. Just like that.
Just all wets.
Yes, all wets, no mess or mess. I don't care. Do your thing.
I don't know. I don't know if you could mess it. Like, I feel like that would be a messy situation. Like, you're already in this porta potty that smells like shit, and you don't want to touch the walls. The last thing I wanted, like, think about is like, let me wipe this up. Oh shit, I didn't bring wipes.
I mean, anything's possible. But I mean, at a rave, would I personally do it? No, I'm not a big messer myself. If that's your thing, maybe you want to be messy at a rave. Sometimes you don't have a choice, and it's like, oops, it's, you know, oopsies, you know, made a messy. Now I gotta go take care of that. But yeah, you're definitely gonna have a harder time, especially, you know, changing in a porta potty is tough as it is. But you know, make smart decisions. You know, be wise about what you're doing and expect what's expected if you decide to go that route.
Right. So now I'm curious, because I know EDC is 12-hour days, right? Yeah, 12-hour days. Yeah,
yeah.
You get there at 7 and then you leave at 7 a.m. or you try to leave at 7 a.m., drag your body out. So, like, Does one diaper last you 12 hours? Does two diapers last you 12 hours?
If you're staying hydrated, like you should, I mean, in you definitely should. So that's the other thing. Make sure you bring a fucking hydro pack, because you're going to want water with you. Like, do not make the rookie mistake of going without water. And personally, I don't even think a water bottle is enough. Bring a backpack that can hold water with you and make sure you fill that shit up right away, because, you know, you don't want to be in the middle of a crowd without water. But that's besides the point. If you're staying hydrated like you should with the hydro pack that I recommended, you will probably need more than one diaper. I've had some friends, ABDL friends, that have also gotten padded at a rave, and what they also recommend is using the diaper when you need it, not just willy nilly, because you might not want to, you know, change immediately, or, you know, say if you're staying hydrated, you're gonna be soaking up that thing so quickly. So what some friends do is they, if they have access to a porta potty, they will use it. And they save the diaper for when, say, they're in the middle of a crowd. If you enjoy getting in the middle of a crowd during a set, and using it there. Because, you know, as much as a Mega Max can hold, sometimes it's just not enough. And I'm a super soaker, so things go super quick. And you don't sometimes, you know, the one you have on and the one you bring with you just might not be enough. So, you know, just kind of know your body, know how much you wet, and when you're staying hydrated, of course, and kind of prepare for that.
I never thought about that. Yeah, use the porta potty when you can, save it when you can't.
Yeah.
Because you're right, there are going to be times where, like, you'll be in the middle of a pit, or in, like, in the sea of people, and you're like, thank God I'm wearing a diaper.
Yeah. I mean, we're the lucky ones among the sea of people that are not ABDL. And I had some vanilla friends who knew that I was padded, say they're very, very jealous of my diaper when I happen to have it. So, you know, it comes in handy, comes in clutch.
Can you go in just a diaper, or is it recommended to wear shorts over it? I know that's completely left field, but it just popped into my head.
What a left field question. Oh man, okay, that's one of those that's an opinion piece right there. You can go in most anything as long as you're not going in your birthday suit. To be honest, it's a rave and people go in all kinds of things. It really depends on your comfortability level, like how you want to go about that. Because I've known some people have gone in like full little gear, and like that's not against the rules or anything. You definitely want to read that rule list before you go in, because usually they have a list of rules of things you can and cannot bring. A diaper is not on there. You could definitely go in a diaper. You definitely can go in just a diaper. You just got to be prepared for, you know, the vanillas and how they're going to see you, because that's the unfortunate fate of our kink. It is still considered taboo, but you'll definitely find a lot of people who really just don't give a shit. You really won't. And the most majority of people at the raves, like, they're some of the most loving people, and like they know it's a rave. And for the people that have been going and are normal rave goers, like, they know it, they get it. And, you know, it's a diaper, who gives a shit?
Right.
It's really just how comfortable will you be? And like, that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. Just make sure you're going and dressing comfortably. And if you happen to be going in just a diaper, maybe rent out a locker and put a sweater in there, because it's desert and it might just get cold at night. You never know.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, if I wore a onesie, is that too much clothing? Not enough clothing? Like, I for some reason in my head, I'm thinking like, okay, it's going to be really hot. But then I'm also like, but it's also like in the middle of a desert, so it's also really cold.
Yeah, it can get very cold at night. I know I've been to many raves where I was fine in the day, and, you know, sometimes you dress a little slutty, you know, you have a lot of the clothes off, and then you get those slut shivers, like shivers at the end of the night when you're holding your arms because you decided to go a little revealing. But
is that another tip? Like, pack a little sweater or something.
I would definitely try to get a locker. And sometimes, you know, those sometimes they're $30. $30 lockers are, you know, worth it when you have a little sweater tucked in there, because you might just need a costume change. And you really got to be prepared for that. Cause there is one time I left the rave because I could not handle the cold weather. And I'm a sensitive boy. I get, sensitivity to that cold weather. So, know yourself and really be prepared for that kind of thing, because that weather is not always consistent, especially in out in this area.
Right. So spending money on the locker might be worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah. You might just be very grateful you did.
So, like, I know when a lot of people complain about, like, when they go to Disneyland and stuff about chafing. Did you ever deal with chafing padded at raves and festivals?
Yeah. I definitely wanted to touch on that because I do remember this one particular moment. I was wearing a very, very much a plastic diaper, and it was one of the thicker ones. And I had chafing so bad from just literally just walking, and it ended up cutting open skin, like on my inner thigh. Oh, and shit. I had to go to the medical tent and then ask them for like, if they have any kind of like ointment for like a rash and
right, or like bandages to like stop with the chafing.
And of course they asked me why. Like, well, I told them, like, I legit said, I have a rash down here. I'm chafing. Can I please get something? And luckily, that's the thing. You know, the good thing about these raves, there's a medical tent that you can pretty much get most anything you need medically from mm-hmm. for free. They'll ask for like your name and sign in and all that crap. But, you know, they are a resource to go to if you need to. So, yes, you can. And, you know, depending like on, you know, the conditions of the day, you know, say if it's hot and you're sweaty, you're definitely going to like start chafing. Be prepared for that. There was one time before I went to my next rave, I ended up getting, you know, those really big square bandages. I just put them in my inner thigh where my diaper kind of rubbed on. So that way, like I'm not chafing down there. And it's just like, you know, all the extremes you go to be like a diaper boy at a rave, essentially.
Oh my gosh, I'm a hairy boy. I feel like that would hurt taking that off at the end of the night.
Maybe, possibly. But, you know, if you're going to do that, like if you're going to go padded to a rave, maybe consider wearing a cloth diaper. I hear like the Lion, I was going to call them the Lion Kings. The Little Kings are very popular right now.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm like out.
Oops. They're very high demand.
Yes, they're in very high demand. And I just kept wearing, I got a pack and I just like kept wearing them like a drug addict. But shoot. Okay. That's a really good suggestion. A cloth back diaper to a rave. Because of chafing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweating maybe too.
Sweating, walking around, all that stuff. So
before we continue, because we were on the topic of going through like bag check and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
One thing I do want to like say is I don't know if you were planning on bringing a pacifier to the rave.
You know what? The last time we talked, Kurtz McGertz was like, you should totally bring a pacifier because it just blends well in with raves.
Yeah.
So are you saying the same thing? Bring a pacifier?
Yeah, definitely bring a pacifier. But there's a few things you should know.
Oh, God, what should I know?
Yeah, no. Okay, so I don't know if you know, but what pacifiers are usually associated with at the raves are drug use. Mm-hmm. So bringing a pacifier is legitimately in the their stated rules of things do not bring. So
don't bring a pacifier?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say don't bring a pacifier. I'd say be aware that this is a rule that they say not to bring a pacifier, because if you try to bring it through bag check and they find your pacifier either on your person or in your bag, they will throw that shit away.
Oh, so you kind of like have to hide it a little bit.
Yes, you definitely do. But here's the thing. Once you're inside, they don't care. They don't do anything. The cops, might be a little suspicious of you, like say you're passed because there are cops at a rave. If you like say you pass by them, they might kind of look at you. They won't like go after you or anything, but it may, you know, say the combination of you sucking on a pacifier, you acting a little loopy, they might have your eyes on you. But everybody wears their pacifier once they get inside the rave, you know, those that bring it. Mm-hmm. If you are trying to bring a pacifier, my suggestion is, because you can disassemble your pacifier, most pacifiers that I'm aware of, you can disassemble it. I would disassemble it and I would tuck the pieces away where they cannot be found, because especially if they find anything that looks like a piece of, I've had it where I got bag checked with a disassembled pacifier in it. And they found the pieces and they knew exactly what it was, and they threw it away. I mean, that was I think I had just bought that passy and it was brand spanking new. And I was just like, my passy, no. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I never realized. Wow. Yeah. That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah. I mean, but if having a pacifier, and if you happen to be doing drugs, you're going to want that pacifier. It's a good thing to have.
Well, let's open this door, because I feel like it's a topic that does not get talked about a whole lot, especially like in schools. And we talked about this before we started recording, of how, you know, we don't talk about drug use in a conventional way. We talk about it in a very bad way. And because of that, I feel like there's a lot of misuses with drugs. So let's start off with an easy question. What drugs could you expect at a rave?
Well, I think on the base level, you definitely find weed there. I mean, you might not find people selling it, but definitely people smoking it. Mm-hmm. When I think of the smell of like weed, one of the things that does come to mind is raves, because you definitely will smell weed there and people will be smoking. But the most common one that you'll find is ecstasy or Molly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main one. You might find people doing acid and shrooms. And not that I have any experience with it, because I definitely don't. I definitely do not recommend it. But you definitely might run into a few people doing meth there. My recommendation is definitely stay away from that. Do not do meth.
don't do meth, kids.
Yeah, it's real advice. Not saying anybody will, but it's something you definitely do not want to do. But the most common one you definitely will find is ecstasy.
Oh. Yeah. So when you do these drugs, and I'm not condoning, you know, go to a rave, do drugs, but if you do these drugs, what is like one piece of advice that you're like, if you're going to do drugs, do this too?
I'm guessing
hydrated, right?
Yes, staying hydrated is number one, maybe number 1.5, because there's two things to that, because there's definitely another rule that's very just as important. But definitely, yes, stay hydrated, because if you do happen to be doing those drugs, it's going to soak up your hydration so fast, and especially on a hot day in the middle of the desert, you're going to your body's going to need a lot of water. One of the biggest things you need to know about doing ecstasy is, and you'll hear it a lot around the festival. Not guaranteed you will hear it, but if you go to festivals often, you definitely have heard this phrase before. You can always take more, but you can't take less. And what mm-hmm. that means is you can always take, say, another half of a pill, or you can take another pill. But the thing is, if you just take the first get, you can't untake pills, because it's already in your system. And what you hear a lot about at the raves is not only drug use, but people being hospitalized and at sometimes dying due to the drug use, which is very serious. And it's really no laughing matter. And it's really unfortunate, because this is supposed to be a really like happy time. And it's really sad how often you'll kind of see it, even if you're at the raves. It's usually guaranteed at least one time, and especially if you're going to EDC, that you're going to see one person like being carried out, or like medical services kind of like going through like a crowd because somebody like OD'd. So it's really useful information to know that if you have never done ecstasy, you should really very much be careful. Not that you should be afraid, because it's a drug that's going to make you feel really good. But you should definitely test how much you can take, because your friend might be doing one pill, a full pill, or maybe even two pills. And if you've never done this drug, first off, I'd recommend doing it in a safe location, like at your home.
Maybe not EDC at first.
Maybe not your first time for EDC, because you want to know how you're going to react, because you might not even like it. Not saying you will not, but you might not even like it, or your body just might not react well to it. So definitely try it out in a safe environment, like at home first. But if you're like at the rave and you happen to be in the hold of some pills, I would say start off with a half, give it at least an hour to see how it reacts, because that's usually how long it takes. And if you're not even feeling anything, after maybe once you hit that 2 hour mark and not really feeling anything, I think you're at a safe point to maybe say, take the other half. And if you've never done this before, one should be fine. It really should. And it'll last you about maybe 2 to 3 hours, and you're going to have the best time of your life, and everyone's going to be dancing around to the music, and you're going to feel like, you're in pure bliss.
Nice. Yeah. But again, we're not advocating for drug use. We're just saying the safety of it.
Because here's the thing, you're right. We don't talk about this. And it's really important to kind of know these things, because you don't want to end up in a bad situation, though. A lot of the times it's inevitable. People end up doing this regardless of it being something that's not talked about or is illegal.
Right. And they make dumb decisions. Like, you'll be drunk and you'll be like, oh, do you want a pill? And be like, sure, I'll take two. And it's like, whoa, hold up.
Yeah. And it's just like that. Like you said, like if you happen to be drinking as well, be very careful, because alcohol and pills are not something that I would recommend mixing. If you're an experienced drug user, you might be fine, like taking like a drink or two, but like, do not get fucked up on alcohol and then do a pill, because you are just asking for a bad time.
Yeah, you don't want that. You spend all that money to get there.
Yeah, no, totally. You don't want to end the party early in an emergency room where you're probably paying just as much, if not more.
Right. I wrote down this other question, but I don't know if it fits with the vibe we're going for. But one of the things I was going to ask you was, last year they had the big Astroworld tragedy where 9 people died and there's a whole bunch of crowds. And I know that's now kind of a thing that's plaguing festivals right now, is, you have all these people. Mm-hmm. And if you can't rile them, things could happen. How do you deal with huge crowds? Because I'm short. Like, this is a prime example of, like, I would get trampled on in, like, a situation like that, because I'm short.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with crowds. I've been raving for a long time. I've been raving since 2014. So I'm familiar. I think I've been in just kind of every situation when it comes to the crowd. Very less often will I be at the very front, which you're most definitely going to get smushed. Towards the end of the night, towards later in the night, the crowds will definitely get bigger. So if you want to be, say, like closer to the stage, try to do that as early as you can when less people are there. Because I personally recommend not really fucking with the crowds once it starts getting packed, because when you're tight packed into a crowd, not only are you going to have trouble seeing, you're going to have trouble moving, dancing, and if you're claustrophobic, it's not going to be a good time. You'll be able to find pockets spaces to dance in sometimes inside the crowd. You have to really find them, and the people that you're around really changes how the vibe is. So like sometimes you'd be around some really not so fun people to kind of dance around. And sometimes you'll be in a crowd where maybe there'll be a space where people are dancing and the vibe is really awesome. But I personally recommend finding a good pocket towards the back of the crowd where there's more space to move around, or say you want to leave the set, you can, because if you're deep in there, it's not the most fun thing. And just like you said, like a situation like Astroworld, that'd be basically in a situation where you're inside the crowd, where it's really hard to kind of even not only move around, but get out of it. You know, sometimes you have to go along with a line of people that are leaving just to get out, and it's not the most fun time. So be somewhere where you're going to be comfortable in the crowd and really be able to dance, because if you're at EDC, you should be dancing, and that will probably be your best bet.
I like that. You don't have to be at the front of the crowd to have a good time. Like,
no.
Stick towards the back. Find like a group of people that you're vibing with.
Yeah. No, totally.
All right. And then last question, you know, candy is a big part of rave culture. And then there's the phrase plur. What does it stand for? And what do you do if someone comes up to you?
If you are wearing candy, and I definitely recommend you make some candy. And if for you guys that are not familiar with candy, it's K-A-N-D-I. Mm-hmm. They're eventually like little bracelets with charms on them. It's a very much standard in rave culture to wear candy and trade candy. And it's unfortunately, it is something that has been dying out over the years. So I definitely recommend you go with some and keep the tradition going. But if you have these candy bracelets on, you might get someone that might come up to you, or say you really vibe with somebody, like, and know, like, you know, you really appreciate that moment that you kind of like, say you met this new person and like you really had a good moment with them. You might want to trade candy as just kind of like say like, hey, like I really enjoyed like hanging out with you, before we go, let's trade. Or sometimes people just come up to you and it's like, I like your candy, let's trade. Because, you know, people like go there sometimes, you know, with all this, they make some extravagant candy just to trade. So it might happen, especially if you happen to be wearing it. But someone might come up to you. They'll make like a peace sign with their fingers. Mm-hmm. And then they might not even say anything. They might just make the peace sign with their fingers, and they like just kind of hold it up in front of you. And that means that they want to trade, because when you trade, you basically kind of do like, it's like a little hand ritual, you see.
Right.
And yeah. So it's like plur. So like the P in plur stands for peace. So like they make a peace sign and you guys connect your peace fingers, mm-hmm. for the P. And then the L stands for love. So you like with both of your hands, you like connect together to make like a heart. And then the U stands for mm-hmm. unity. So when you do unity, you put all five fingers like holding out like a high five, but you put all your fingers together.
Right. Your fingers are like interwoven.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's when the R for respect comes in. And then from your fingertips touching, you guys like hold hands and keep your hands connected. And then one person at a time, like kind of like pulls their candy through their hands and then onto the other wrist. And then the other person does the same. And then you end with a hug. And that's basically the plur rituals. If you ever happen to trade candy at a festival.
Oh, I love it.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Enoch, for coming to Newsy's Nook and getting me ready for EDC.
You're going to have a blast. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Ha. It's no secret that I'm a mega soaker. Sometimes I just put on a diaper, drink a little water, and bam, I'm leaking all over the place. And I'm left thinking, is it me? Am I the soaker? And then I found North Shore's Megamaxes. Have you seen them? They say they can last up to 12 hours. 12 hours! I know! And they come in a variety of colors like white, pink, tie-dye, and blue. My favorites is blue. And the best part is, it's anti-odor, so I can be my little stinker self all I want. If you want to get your grabby hands on them, just look in the show notes of this episode. I got you. It's like what North Shore always says. Be dry, be confident, be you. I need to start picking out my rave outfits for EDC. If you're going to EDC, please message me. I would love to attempt to meet up. All right, kiddos, before I go, if you have a topic or a question you want me to explore, or if you just want to show off your soggy pamps, feel free to message me on Instagram and Twitter. It is NewsyBaby on both platforms. All right, kiddos, I am leaking all over the floor. I gotta go change. See ya. Bye. We'll be right back. Hey, you, over there. Yeah, little Casey from Playtime wanted me to tell you that every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, he hosts Storytime. It's where he reads his stories, and it's super fun, and I want you to join me. Also, little Casey from Playtime wanted me to tell you that every other Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, he hosts Game Time, where he plays a new game every other Saturday, and you can either watch or participate. I can't play games, but you can play games, so I want you to go with me. Where can you get more information? You can go to playground.playtime.co for the Discord server, or twitch.tv/playtimeco for the Twitch feed. Will you join me? Okay, great. I'm gonna go back to my seat. Bye!